that, it's like, wait, like, Hangul?
There's more?
What's up?
Like, Persians, like, were so, like, trigger happy and so excited to just throw engagements and weddings during, like, corona time because they finally have a legal excuse not to invite half the Persian community in America.
Oh, well, also known as, like, inviting selective friends and family. سرش خواقا میکنه عروس با اون تور سپی وقتش رو پیدا میکنه صورتشون برگ گله نازم این دنیا میکنه گل بریزین رو عروس دو ما یار مبارک با مبارک با گل بریزین رو عروس دو ما یار مبارک با مبارک با This is like, well, welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Live from Soho Grand.
You make us sound so bougie and fancy, like...
No, the rooms are $100 a night. It's actually... Everyone should be staying here. It's
They're $100 amazing. A night?
Yeah.
It's such a nice hotel for $100 a night.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
I feel like I shouldn't have
I am in shock.
Maybe we should, like... Because I'm uploading this episode tomorrow. It's, like, not really safe to give my... I'll just bleep out.
Do you actually think people care where you are?
Yeah, who do you think you are? What do you mean?
I also have a stalker.
Who are your stalkers?
The guy from the census.
Oh, whoa. No, also the guy when you worked at the restaurant who would call you every day.
Oh, my God. That was so creepy. You did have a legitimate stalker. Oh, my God. Yeah, he literally used to ask me, like, where I am and how long I'm gonna be there. And, like, oh, you're with your friends, but come spend time with me. I'm like, I don't know you.
Okay, but... Yeah, I mean, because yours seem like harmless, like, Persian creepy man stalkers. Like,
I guess.
I didn't... The episode where I talked about this, we didn't upload. But, yeah, believe it or not, there are episodes we don't upload.
People are going to be like, wait, they choose what they're going to put on? It sounds like they just, like, yeah. Post all the closest share that comes out of their mouth.
No, there was this girl recently messaged me on Twitter for... Those listening, I don't have the like very active on Twitter, I would say about myself. So this girl messaged me, and she said, "Oh, have you dated this guy whose name was so and so?" And then she was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry, you dated this guy. I also was dating him. Like, he's crazy. Like, so sorry for what you went through." And like I didn't recognize the name of this guy, and I messaged her back, like, I don't know who this guy is, and I don't know who you are, quite frankly. Like, I was just kind of annoyed. I'm usually nice to strangers. Like, even I'm really nice to strangers on the internet. I'm not, like... But I don't know, it was just,
I feel
like
Millie could come off so cold in person, but to strangers on the internet.
Yeah, that's...
So, did your parents ever teach you about strangers on the internet?
Yeah, I mean, that's like needs a whole other episode. But yeah, then she just kept insisting that I knew who this guy was, and I said, no, I really don't know who he is. And then she sent a photo, and then I recognized his photo that like was this avatar, like his thumbnail, whatever avatar on Twitter. But I never met this person in real life. Like, I just know that they were, like, some sort of retarded minion of my ex and, like, worked in tech and just, like, harassed me, like, 2 years ago on Twitter. And then I just, like, blocked them. I think I just wrote, like, oh, stop messaging, like, whatever, I don't, like, fuck off. Something like that. Like,
so they lied and, like, pretended and then, that yeah. you guys dated. That happened to me twice in my life. I had two guys in my life lie and tell people I was their girlfriend. And, I was just very insulted because I'm like, these were two people I would not want my name attached to. Like, no offense to them, but whatever, like, who gives a shit about them? They're assholes. But, like, yeah, they would, like, go around lying, saying I'm their girlfriend, and then, like, people would come up to me, like, oh, you're so-and-so's girlfriend, and I would, like, throw a fucking fit in public. I'd be like, no. But I think it's kind of fucked up for people to, like, connect your name to theirs when you have nothing to do with them. It, like, taints your name for no reason.
Yo, I mean, I guess I didn't care that much because I don't really know anyone in common. I guess it's just part of, like, Indian tech scene, like, New York tech scene, whatever. It's not... I guess that sounds problematic when I put it that way. Whatever. But to me, it wasn't like, oh, no, like, I kind of don't care, but it just was really freaky that, like, someone who I have, like, never really gave any thought to, like, the past 2 years has been thinking about me so often to make up such, like, lies about me and to even say what my sexual preferences are. Like, that's what she told, like, so much Ew. Weird stuff. And it's like, well, I mean, alleged sexual, like, said I was into weird stuff.
Not that there's anything wrong with weird stuff. Not that there's anything
into weird, but it's like, I can't believe that, I don't know, that, like, that's so creepy. I don't know how we got, in the sense, because I, we
brought up, you're saying that you do have stalkers.
Yeah, like, I'm not trying to sound cool, but it's just, like, I don't have friends, but I have stalkers. Like, that's where I...
What am I, then? Thanks, this Millie. This
is just, like, a, like, high-level stalker friendship. Isn't it, like, the highest level of friendship where, like, we stalk each other?
So you're saying I'm a stalker, not a
friend. Like, maybe we're just mutually stalking each other.
I guess that's what friendship is, in a sense. It's like it's a stalker that you accept into your life, like, as your stalker, and you stalk them back.
Like, text me when you get home. It's like, I already, like...
that's like, I already have your location on my phone. You don't...
Yeah.
It's like when I used to tell... only my closest friends have my location on their phone. Mm-hmm. And it's like when I used to tell them, like, oh, yeah, like, I'm ready. I left the house. I'm on my way to pick you up. And, like, they would text me back, like, Natalie, I see your location. You're still at home. I'm like, I forgot you have my location. You're my stalker. They're my stalker. And I'm their stalker.
Yeah. So I think it's sweet in a way.
Yeah, like when my friend lies and says she's home, but I can see she's going to hang out with that boy that everyone told her not to hang out with. We're her stalker.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong with, like, a well-intentioned stalker as well.
No, of course, because, like, it's like, what's that movie where this guy is this girl's stalker, but he actually saves her life, like, a million times? It was a movie, like,
I don't know.
Like, everyone thinks he's, like, a creepy stalker, but really, like, he would stalk her and, like, literally save her life all the time.
You?
Okay. Definitely wasn't you.
I couldn't watch that whole show. I just watched, like...
Oh, the second season was so weird.
I just watched, like, two... Like, I don't know. I think I watched halfway into the first season.
How creepy is it to think that you could be dating someone who, like, low-key is, like, a serial killer and you don't know? I don't know. I recently started dating someone for the first time in my life.
Let's in talk a relationship. About that.
Well, we're not going to talk too much about it. No, because he's one of our biggest fans and he listens to every episode, so... When he hears this episode, he'll be smiling like,
oh. So he should only have good things to say. this is really big.
Yeah, we're not going to say his name, though, because, you know.
No, that's fine. I don't think that's relevant.
He doesn't need any more stalkers. He has enough stalkers.
So, yeah, you guys both get stalked a lot?
I mean, well, he has a bigger following than we do in the industry he works in, so he has a lot of stalkers.
And how does that make you feel?
That he has a bigger following?
Yeah. No, not a comparison to you.
That he has stalkers?
Yeah.
I love it. Like, I told him when we're out together, if girls go up and flirt with him at a party, I want him to flirt back because I enjoy people wanting what I have. And I trust him so much in our relationship that I know he wouldn't cheat on me and he wouldn't, like, do anything with these girls. So, like, I, like, enjoy watching girls flirt with him because, like, I like when someone wants what I have.
How long have you guys been seeing each other?
We've been official for 3 weeks, so it's fairly new.
That's so sweet. First relationship.
Honestly, even before, like, I guess I could talk a little bit about, like, how we met and stuff, and, like, why I trust him so much. So basically we met at a party, like, someone's, like, private rooftop in Brooklyn. He was DJing. And whatever, we were talking, and at first he wanted... kind of, like, to get more serious than I did, because I'd never been in a relationship. I mean, neither had he, but, like, I'm just...
Oh, really? It's his first relationship?
He had one relationship in college, like, years ago, but, okay. Like, it wasn't, like, that serious. But basically, like, I've always been more cautious of, like, not attachment, but, like, of commitment, I guess. I'm kind of a commitment phobe in some ways, if you haven't noticed. I think it's part of being a Gemini. I don't know.
A certain type of Gemini,
I suppose. But yeah, so I was kind of more, like, pushing away the more he tried to, like, hold on tight. And he realized that. So he had texted me, like, oh, I think I need space from you, whatever, because, like, it's, like, not good for me because I see that, like, you're, like, resisting. And I was like, okay. So when he said, like, space, I thought he meant, like, that's it. Like, it's done forever. But he said the whole time his intention was to just give me space to breathe so I wasn't feeling suffocated. And then to come back, but come back with a better approach. And that's what he did. Like, he came back, like, a week later. And, like, came back into my life and, like, came back
with a week later.
Yeah. that was him giving me... It was very hard for him. He had to hold back so hard, apparently. That's what he says. Cute. I wonder what he's going to say when he hears this episode. How much I'm twisting the situation. No, but that's really what he said. He's like, it felt like way more, but, like, I couldn't, like, wait that much longer. But he came back with a much more chill approach. And he was, like, way more, like, relaxed and not as, like, suffocating. And, like, it actually gave me time to, like, kind of meet up with him and be on the same, like, page as him. Yeah, so the reason why I trust him so much is because during that week, like, I had hooked up with a few people and so did he, and he told me that the first time we hung out after him texting me again, which was like a week after that week, so it was like 2 weeks of not seeing each other, mm-hmm. he said the first time we hung out, even though it was just like as friends in a group setting, he said he messaged all those girls that he had hooked up with during the time where we didn't see each other and told them, like, sorry, there's someone I'm interested in. I don't want to talk to you anymore. So, like, we weren't official. We weren't excluded. We weren't anything. And he was already cutting, like, other people off just to, like, focus on me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, he's committed.
Yeah.
To you.
Yeah. So, yeah, back to the whole stalker thing. I like when he has stalkers.
Back to the whole stalker?
No, because you're... that's how we got to this.
Interesting topic, relationship.
Yeah, we could talk about relationships. Relationships are interesting. It's a commitment. I didn't realize that when you, like, say yes to a relationship, there's commitment that comes with it, apparently.
Yeah, that's kind of part of the...
And, like, sometimes you have to do things you don't want to do for another person.
Well, that's kind of part of being an adult.
That's wild to me. It's a whole new world that I never had been a part of until now.
Yeah, but it sounds like... Like, you're now seeing that there are positive, like, benefits. It's not just...
Oh, for sure. There's so many positive benefits.
Like, I think you viewed relationships a bit negatively.
I think it's just...
Before.
Now I'm... Okay, well, like, to put it this way, like, I'm dating a DJ. So, like, it, like... I think I needed to be in a relationship with someone who's more on my page as opposed to someone who's, like...
Yeah, you were associating relationships with someone who would slow you down, like, you thought it would, like, kind of damp your social life,
yeah.
Whereas, like, he's on the same speed as you.
Sometimes, like, I'm still a little faster than him, and, like, my friend Hadar was like, only you would out-party a DJ, and I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, even with the DJ, I'm still a little bit... too much at times for him, and he's like oh, like, after my DJ set, like, what if we just go straight home and, like, sleep? And I'm like, no, but there's an after party. And he's like, you're a little crazy. Yeah,
what
sometimes
is, like, our set, like, what hour does he usually DJ?
It really depends. Like, this past weekend was, like, his longest set that he's ever played. It was a 6-hour set.
Oh, wow.
So he played from six, what was it? He played from 6 to 8, and then again, he had a set from 8 to 10, and then I think he had a 1-hour break, and then played again, or a 2-hour break, and then he played again from 12 to 2.
And then, so you were there at this?
Yeah.
And, like, what do you do while he's DJing?
Well, I usually invite a lot of friends, like, 10 of my friends came that night, and we just all partied while he DJed.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. And, like, here and there, he would, like, motion to me to, like, come behind the DJ booth so he could, like, say hi to me and, like, kiss me or something.
That's so cute. Oh, wait, did we explain that I just got to New York? Because it sounds weird that it's like, oh, I'm asking you, like, what you do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, me and Millie haven't seen each other in months.
Yeah.
Honestly, I thought it was, like, 4 months.
Yeah, it's only been 2 months, I guess, since I left New York.
That's wild.
But, yeah, I think it's... I was going to ask what you did this week. So that was... Which night was that then?
Oh, also for the record, for our listeners, I'm not dating a Persian DJ who's on his way to become a doctor. Like, he's actually, like, a professional DJ. He like also produces music. He has his own record label. He's not like a one of those weird, like, I DJ Persian weddings and I am going to be doctor. Like, he's not one of those.
I don't think anyone thought that.
I'm just clearing the air.
I want to date that guy as, like, a social experiment. Like, oh the Persian God. Bar mitzvah DJ.
Exchange.
That's my favorite type of music. Everyone check out my hot mitzvah playlist.
So honestly, I love that playlist.
That's all the bangers are at. So, which night was this?
This was Friday night, and you landed Saturday, like, midday.
Yeah,
I got
here
yesterday
morning. Yeah. Today's Sunday. Yeah, what I did this weekend, so I flew to New York with my cousin and my uncle, and me and my cousin had booked a hotel room for a week. And the hotel was right next to my old apartment. I'd stay there a million times, like, whenever my parents would visit. And we get to the hotel, and it's, like, completely closed. Like, we're there with all of our luggages, which I thought was so bizarre. Like, how could you accept our reservation?
Is luggage a word, or is plural for luggage just luggage?
It's just luggage. Did I say luggage?
You said luggages.
Luggage. That's so weird. I was even thinking about yesterday when I was writing luggage. Like, oh, God.
Like, go on. Sorry, I'm just being an asshole.
No, I'm happy you said that, actually.
Yeah, so you're standing with all your luggages.
All my luggages. And... yeah, they, like, these two guys came out, and they're like, oh, the hotel's completely closed, and it's like, well, why did we get an email about, like, your new up-to-date protocols on COVID and all this stuff? Like, how are we not informed? Like, I just think that's so crazy.
Yeah.
And then the three of us just had to find, like, a hotel to stay in last night, and it was really small. But it's, actually, I want to kind of, like, bash on the one hotel. So it was the one hotel... And it's, like, I thought this was, like, a top, like, luxury leading hotel.
Well, it's supposed to be.
It's literally, like, a $250 square foot room was considered, like, their penthouse thing. Because, like, this was after my uncle name dropped the owner or something. And, because that's what Persians do, they name drop. Like, excuse me, I know.
Who's the owner of one hotel?
What was his name?
Is it Moynihan?
No, Very Shy or something. I don't know how I never remember names. My cousin Elias in the background of the show.
What are you
She's eating? Peanut M&Ms.
Oh my God, can I have one?
This is the classic Elias.
That's our audience.
Yeah, that's our audience, and that's also my cousin International. Okay, she's... I need to cut this out. She's good.
I took two. Okay, we don't have to cut it out now.
So, yeah, the room was so small. Do you have anything, Elia, to say about the state of the room? I feel like you... I just...
I could speak?
Yeah.
No, I just want to have a moment to talk about how bad
Elia's like, should I sign language it to you? Like, what do I do?
No, so first of all...
Can you come closer?
Yeah.
First of all, it was absolutely ridiculous that this is one of their larger rooms when, and like, I'm pretty like, no, like, I know about New York hotel rooms, how they're small, but this room was like really small, and it was like, it was like almost like $500 a night for this tiny room. And like, there was nothing luxurious about it. Like, there was like moss growing from like the walls.
Plants everywhere.
Plants
so many
everywhere.
Plants that there were like spiders.
There were spiders everywhere.
Like, I'm not into this millennial minimalist plant bullshit. Like, no.
Yeah, everyone knows that indoor plants bring bugs. And there was so many plants. It was like the house in Jumanji when like, the house started, like, if anyone knows this reference, like, the house started just, like, growing plants, like, everywhere and became kind of, like, a greenhouse. That was the vibes.
Yeah, and then I was, like, choking on, like, Santal 33, like, ass,
oh my God.
Like, everywhere. Like, I feel like I still smell like a fuckboy. I need to take, like, two more showers. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know. I was gonna say, like, I feel less Jewish. I don't know why.
What does that have to do with
it? I don't know why it has to do with anything. It's like so much for. I need like another day of atonement. This should have come before. Yeah. Anyways.
One day of atonement is enough for me a year.
Yeah, I didn't use my phone on Yom Kippur. And I
thought use your phone on Yom Kippur?
I wouldn't. I mean, usually I'm at like synagogue all day, but like I think I use it like in between breaks.
Uh huh.
No, I actually am.
But I can't believe you use your phone on Yom Kippur. You're such a bad Jew.
Okay. We have different.
I use my phone.
We have different. we have different. I think. Not traditions. Expectations. Traditions. Not traditions, but definitions of being a good Jew.
Are you trying to say I'm a bad Jew?
No, I just think if you want to hold me to that standard, like, I'll flip that.
I mean,
back
no, I'm at kidding.
You.
But...
No, I know, but I'm just trying to start drama. So, I didn't really feel different. Because I've actively tried to lower my screen time on my phone, so I didn't really.
I mean, like, I no just sleep through most of Yom Kippur, so.
Okay, so I think that's, like, I think you should be awake and, like, suffering. Like, what the hell is sleeping doing?
I suffer in my sleep.
I saw in the tweet that I suffer in my sleep. I get that. I do suffer in my sleep. My dreams are so preoccupying that I never really, like, I wake up looking tired.
Speaking of dreams... In our next episode...
Oh, yeah. Good time to plug that in.
We're going to have on...
One of my friend's friend who's studying to become a psychologist. He's very cool and specifically interested in dreams, which is, like, something me and Natalie talk about a lot. So we're going to have him interpret some of our recent dreams, but
anyone if you would like to send us some weird reoccurring dreams you guys have had in your lives...
DM us on Instagram, you know... to contact us and we can
we'll
send
keep
it
anonymous
way. Yeah
because we know I mean, how much fine. Persian people love to be anonymous
yeah you also you don't need to be Persian sent to us but you could be anonymous and non-Persian maybe the Kharijis are anonymous
yeah maybe
a Persian recently told me I can't say Khariji they're like you're Khariji and I was like excuse
oh, okay do you want to explain the definition of Khariji, like, in English for
Khariji
all the Khariji
means,
people?
It just means foreigner. And when this person said this to me, and I said, oh, really, like, is Khariji, like, specifically foreign to Iran? And he was like, no, it's not. And I was like, all right. That's what I like, find a word for that. And then he did, actually.
Oh, wow.
But I'm forgetting... But it was, like, an academic term, not really used in, like, everyday parlance. How did we... Oh, I was describing, like, my weekend.
Yeah.
In the one hotel situation.
And the fact that you haven't been here in months.
I mean, I was last here in July. I left at the end of July.
Yeah, because you were here for Anna's birthday.
Yeah, if that's how we're measuring.
No, because I remember the first weekend that you weren't here is the weekend I met my boyfriend.
Maybe, like, I was... It, like, you just needed...
Your bad luck?
Yeah. Like, we were spending too much time together. Like, I was the man in your life. I don't know.
Maybe.
No, I'm just trying to choked up here. But that is so... Yeah, it's so strange. Like, I left New York and so much changed within our friendship.
Yeah, yesterday you were saying you feel like you missed a whole season of a show. It is like you missed a whole season. I haven't really changed, though. Like, I would always tell my friends, like, I'm not one of those people that's going to get into a relationship and, like, disappear from the friend group and, like, always invite their boyfriend and, like, always do this. And like, they'd always be like, yeah, we'll see. And, like, now everyone sees, like, I'm really not that type. I don't know, it's just not, it's not something I enjoy. Like, I'm never going to be happy not seeing my friends all the time. But, like, a lot of girls are like that.
Yeah, I don't like when people, I have a lot of friends in relationships, and, like, luckily they're still attentive and, like, come out.
But it's not like you have to force them to, like, people have to want to still see their friends, and I happen to want to still see my friends.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a shitty feeling to be like, come on, it's like, how many times am I gonna come on for you to, like, come out? It's like, enough. But I don't know, maybe you would turn into that person. It's only 3 weeks in.
No. I feel like if anything, it happens in the first few months.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not going to start off not like that and then become that.
Yeah.
Also, he's very understanding of the fact of, like, the point that, like, I'm not that type of person.
Yeah, no, he's probably attracted to the fact that, like, you have your own identity. Yeah. And, like,
life. Yeah, very much so.
No, that's good. I wish, like, I wish, like, you had missed the season on my life, but I can't really say much for any, major changes in my life. But I don't know,
ask me about me, Natalie.
I don't want to talk about me now.
I don't know what's happening with you, Millie. Are you still single?
Yeah, I'm still single. So. Every time I want to say something and then I'm like, oh wait, I'm not gonna say it, I just mumble it. Like, whenever I edit that podcast, I'm like, wow, I don't finish sentences. Like, it's either I'm about to start saying something and then I'm just like, or I realize that there's a different way I want to make a sentence. It just goes to show how much I don't think before I speak. So
I think if, like, either of us, like, thought too much before we spoke, like, the podcast would be super boring.
And no, but I think it wouldn't exist.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
So, yeah, but I mean, that's why, like, you know, writing is always there, like,
so you can overthink and, like, edit.
Yeah, well, there's a kind of writing that's about, like, not thinking before writing. It's called, like, phrasis, and it's just, like, I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but it's just writing immediately whatever comes to you.
Mm-hmm.
I took this writing class that we had to do that. It was, like, a kind of, like, art, not criticism, not art criticism, but just, like, writing on art in general. We had to, like, go to museums and galleries and, like, look at a painting and immediately write what came to our mind, which, like, at first was so hard for me. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was dumb. The teacher was, like, really free-spirited, and I don't like free-spirited people because I'm toxic. And but it was, I think, even though it wasn't, like, a super academic class, like, there was no heavy course load, like, reading load or anything, I think it helped me a lot with writing because I get in my head so much with that.
Yeah.
And you just, like, immediately just say whatever. Like, I think it's a really good practice for not just academic writing, like, any kind of writing. But yeah, I wanted to talk to you about this, but I feel like it's kind of interesting to mention on the podcast because I feel like probably our listeners maybe saw that show Rami. Did you ever watch it? Did I bring this up to you?
Rami?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. No, I never watched it, but I've heard about it.
So, yeah, it's just like this show about this, like, millennial Egyptian guy who's... He is Muslim, but, like, the whole show is, like, he's about the fact that he's a very flawed character. Like, he's a practicing Muslim, but then... And he doesn't do drugs or drink, but he, like, sleeps with women and, like... With, like, you know... Oh, shit. Why does this always loosen? No matter what you're doing.
Yeah, I know. It's nice.
But, yeah, that's, like, I think his main vice on the show is that he just... Like, it's not necessarily that he's having a lot of sex, it's just, like, he's, I don't know, he's, like, what bothered me was that, I mean, which is fine, like, the show was it was admitting of the fact that he is a flawed character, like, yeah. There was no hiding of that, but, he needed Islam to, like, remind him of morals, he needed religion to, like, force him to be a good person,
yeah.
Like, I feel like me and you talk about this all the time. Like, that's the worst reason to be religious, but like that's always
it's the worst reason to be a good person, because you fear that you're gonna be smited if you're not. You should be a good person because you want to be a good person. That's like when my dad
that's true, but like there's also like another angle, which is like I need this, not like the fear of being like, oh, I'll be smited.
Smitten.
What's wrong with me? It's also like the fact that you, like, that's your. Now I can't really articulate what I was. I don't think it's necessarily that. I think it's just like that's your motivation, and it's like. You know, it's just, like, how people pick and choose. It's, like, oh, I don't use my phone on Yom Kippur, but then, like, you'll do something, like, and then, you know what I mean? But then it's, like, not always. Like, there was this friend I had who was Shomer Shabbat, but he would, like, watch so much gay porn, and I was, like, but there was an emergency one time, and I was, like, I called him a million times, and he was, like, it's Shabbat, and I was, like, you're watching gay porn, like, fucking answer my call. And so the show is kind of outlining the hypocrisies, I guess, of that, but which is fine. But
I mean, in reality, I feel like I know so many people like that. They're like, oh, I keep kosher and I keep Shabbat, but, like, I fuck bitches. Like,
yeah. And then, like, he had an affair with this married woman in the show, and then, like, he would just go to the mosque after and pray, and it's like, I think that's so defiling to a religion. And then, but that wasn't even what I, like, that wasn't my criticism. I'm just talking about, like, being annoyed at the character, which is, like, good. Like, that's what they wanted. I would say it was just, like, it was just very, like, kind of, like, millennial style, which annoyed me. But the thing that annoyed me, like, my core issue with the show was the depiction of his mother. I feel like it was trying to be woke, like, oh wow, like, his mother is actually really nuanced. She's not like a typical Middle Eastern mom, but I think they actually made her look really dumb. Like, first, like, she's just always trying to give people food, and like, she has no interest, but then, like, there's another episode that, like, gives more insight into her day-to-day life, and she starts trying to drive Uber because she's essentially bored, and then she just, like, constantly says, like, politically incorrect things, like, now in our society deemed politically incorrect, but just, like, insensitive things. And I guess I didn't like how, like, kind of clueless she's portrayed as, because I don't know. And then, but then it's like, oh, but she actually speaks French, so, like, that was her moment of vindication. And then, like, there's, of course, like, the super liberal daughter is like, mom, you can't say that, they're trans, and it's like, you're so dumb, and, like, you Muslim mom, like, that was the daughter, and I don't know, it was just really cringe to me, and I'm trying to stop saying cringe, because that itself is so cringe, but, but then it got to a point where, like, they were just trying to push so much of this political agenda, where, like, the daughter, like, starts saying that the mom acts like Trump because she says whatever is on her mind. And then when the mother is being sworn in as a citizen of the United States, she's, like, in the room and saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and she's looking at the photo of President Trump. And she's, like, in her head, or, like, she's whispering, like, I'm not going to be like you, fucking Trump. You are fucking loser. Like, you're going to die. And it's, like, I just thought, like, why? Like, it's just, what are you doing? Like, you're a TV show, and that was so kind of transparent and desperate, like, just to be interesting. I just thought it was kind of, like, inappropriate, and, like, this is why progressivism has failed, because, like, there is no plan. It's just about, like, talking about how much you hate Trump. And just, like, okay. And then what?
And then what? I mean, this show just sounds, like, a little too obvious.
Yeah, it was just, like, trying to fulfill whatever agendas he had. And yeah. I don't know. I like that he was trying to give an opportunity, because, you know, there were episodes that one would be just about the sister, and then another would be about his, like, fucked up racist gay uncle, and then another would be about his father. Like, and it's interesting because it, like, you know, there are crossovers with Persian culture where, mm-hmm. like, you don't see the day-to-day life of the dad. Like, yeah, he comes off very, not simple, but just, like, insensitive and, like, unattentive, but it's, like, he's actually under so much stress financially, and, like, in the show, he's, like, the father actually lost his job, and he doesn't want to tell anyone because he doesn't want to stress them out. So, like, I think that's really interesting. It's kind of like when we had my brother on, and, like, a few episodes ago, where we read that listener's question about, like, why this guy isn't... this girl who was having a fight with this guy she was seeing, and then my brother was like, well, like, he's probably insecure because he's not making money. Like, I don't know. Not that, like, with men their only issue is financial, but, like, that's a really big pressure in our culture that I feel like is overlooked. Like, everyone's obsessed with, like, whatever we're having sex with as mm-hmm. women, and, like, for men, it's, like, everyone's obsessed with how much money they have. Like, you need to see, like, physical checks of how much money they have for them to marry your daughter and stuff like that. Like, there's, like, kind of modernized forms of dowries, I think, for people's families.
Yeah.
Like, it's not as transactional, but it's, like, they need some sort of proof.
Well, back in the day, wasn't a dowry, like, we'll pay you to take our daughter off our hands? And that's why the bride side usually pays for the wedding. It's a form of a dowry. Like, the...
What?
What?
Real Alaya, are you... Can you... I'm fact-checking with you.
No,
I thought dowry is the opposite.
Yeah, dowry is like, oh, I'll give you... Like, for me to have your daughter, here's like, our sheep.
Yeah. I thought dowry was like, thank you for taking our daughter off our hands, here's money.
No, it's like, what? Like, in the olden days, it was like, oh, like, what?
Wait, can we look this up? Because I feel like you guys are wrong.
Farm look it up. From, do you have, like,
yeah, oh, I'll give you some
gold. Like, here's one of my sheep for your daughter.
I lost my Bora accent. I used to be really good at it. Alright, I'm gonna look up dowry. You lost your Borat accent. Borat's coming out with a new movie.
I know.
I'm really excited.
Yeah, I hope it's good.
Can somebody else look it up? I have Metro PCS and I can't search anything.
Yeah, I just
really thought a dowry was like daughters that were considered so, like, useless.
No. I mean, I wonder if there's like a reverse dowry. Yeah, it's like, a dowry is a transfer of parental property, gifts, or money at the marriage of a daughter. A dowry contrasts with the related concepts of bride price and dower. Like, it's... Yeah. Like, you have to pay for the woman.
I don't know why I've seen in movies where, like, a dowry was like, we're gonna offer this nice man our finest pig for marrying our daughter and taking her off our hands.
Okay, I think
because our daughter now becomes their financial burden.
I think there is that kind of dowry. You're right, but that's...
Yeah, because when you marry off your daughter, she officially becomes the other family's financial burden.
No, I think there's just two different kinds, but not this one is also saying money or property brought by a woman to her husband at marriage.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
You're right, okay, so there's two types of dowry. So learn something.
So, okay, so I have a question. In Persian culture, whose family usually pays for most of the wedding? The bride side?
I think the bride side.
Okay, I feel like that's a dowry. That's like, thank you for taking our daughter off our hands. She's now your financial responsibility. We are going to pay for this party to celebrate you taking her away.
Wait, Alaya knows more about this stuff. She's engaged. Alaya!
Alaya, we need your help. None of us are engaged. We're clueless single spinster woman. Please help us.
Hey, you can't.
Oh, I'm not single anymore. I'm sorry.
You're in a
relationship. Alaya,
what?
We need wedding advice, and neither of us are engaged. We need you to help us.
In Persian culture, who typically pays for the wedding? Which side, the bride or the groom?
I thought in Persian culture, I'm not sure.
Oh my god.
But in white culture, I know that, like, the girl pays.
You see?
No, I think that's
a so it's a form of dowry is what I'm trying to say. We looked it up and we realized that dowry is also the bride side paying off the groom side, thanking them, because like when your daughter gets married, she officially becomes the other family's financial burden.
Yeah, like property.
So I was saying there was a type of dowry where you like pay the groom side to like thank them for taking their daughter off their hands. So I'm saying now that's why the bride side pays for the wedding, because they're paying for this party to thank the groom side for taking their daughter.
Yeah, I also think also like brides like are also like super controlling. They just like want things
done a certain way.
So then they'll just pay for it, I guess. But like I think like nowadays it's just like whoever has money pays, or like you split it.
Yeah, no, I don't know about splitting it, but I feel like maybe in Persian culture it's whoever's family has more money.
Mm.
But I think like, yeah, the groom felt like they pay for the engagement, because like engagement parties are basically weddings now.
I don't know. I've been to weddings where, like, specific size of the family paid for specific things, and they made sure to mention it during the wedding. Like, oh, you like these flowers? I bought all of them.
Wow,
like,
really?
Yeah.
That's so terrible.
I know.
But I also think, like, in, like, nowadays, like, people just split it.
Well, I guess, like, in some cases, like, if one family has, like, a lot more money than the other, then they wouldn't want to split it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to have a cheap wedding just because their daughter's marrying into, like, a family of lesser stature.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Infamous, uh-huh.
No, uh-huh. I don't know, like, in my parents' case, like, neither of them had fathers. Like, both of their fathers passed away. And they were both older, so they were paying for their own wedding. And my dad wanted, like, a very minimalist wedding. My mom wanted to, like, go out with a bang.
Yeah, you mentioned.
So, like, he paid for, like, the minimal stuff, and she... Are you okay? Are you having a butt cramp?
No. Nothing.
Oh. Okay, Millie's fine. So anything extra she wanted, she paid for.
Yeah, no, I started laughing hysterically because I was saying how you had brought this up before. I always laugh whenever I thought, because we always, I feel like everyone always tells you.
Yeah, we had a listener give us a review saying Natalie repeats her stories a lot, and I'm like, thanks, fuck you.
It's part of her charm. She's
oh yeah. Like, I'm happy you find my dementia endearing.
We have different forms of, like, autism. Okay, I need to stop.
Millie!
Stop. I'm sorry, you guys.
You're gonna get us canceled. I mean, I think we, like, can't ever be canceled, because our whole podcast is about talking about things that people would normally get canceled for
talking about. That's true, exactly.
That's the whole point of our podcast. We're uncancelable. You can't cancel us. You can't sit with us.
Remember the, like, fuck cancer things?
Yeah, like, fuck canceled. Yeah, I like that.
I forgot what I was going to say about weddings. Oh, and engagement. Oh, because I said, like, how engagements are so big these days. I think this was, like, also something we talked about in the episode that we didn't upload, where... So many, or maybe we can talk about how there's been just, like, so many...
No, yeah, I talked about my meme. We didn't upload this.
Yeah.
So, basically, I mean, anyone who's listening probably saw my meme that, like...
Well, that was uploaded to our podcast.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, just because they might think, like, oh, it's all profile.
No, yeah, I don't make memes for my own profile. Imagine I just made my own personal memes. That'd be so weird.
Well, I mean, the thing is, I suck at making memes, but I do make personal memes.
Also, it's usually on your story a lot of the time.
Yeah,
but basically we have a meme on our podcast Instagram page that's like Persians, like, we're so, like, trigger happy and so excited to just throw engagements and weddings during, like, corona time, because they finally have a legal excuse not to invite half the Persian community in America.
Oh, well, also known as, like, inviting selective friends and family,
like, that are really wealthy. You invite people of the highest stature to make yourself look better.
Yeah, but like won't invite
your first cousin that's like not cool enough.
Like the whatever Persian scene.
Yeah, so that's the thing. No, I know so many people, like, Persians are, like, typically social climbers. So they'll invite people to their dinner parties and to, like, their weddings and stuff that just make them look better, even though they're not close. And they'll exclude their, like, sister who's, like, a quote-unquote, like, loser in the community.
Yeah, I was thinking, I don't know if this was on an episode where we said this out loud or a conversation I had with my brother, but someone, again, was, like, asking about, like, oh, Persian, Iranian, and my brother was like, no, we only say Persian to, like, let you know we're from the specific, like, terrible subset of Persians in Los Angeles and New York. Like, we're separate, like, from actual Iranian people. Like, that's the signifier. that's really accurate.
That, like, is accurate.
I don't want to, you know, disgrace Iranians right now. So, that's why we say Persian, to let you know we're part of this people who social climb and, like, discriminate against people.
Oh my god, Persians are such social climbers. Like, actually, like, disgusting.
Yeah.
You got invited to a wedding this week. Yeah. You must be kind of cool.
Yeah, well, it's not like it's a second marriage. I think that's it. But a lot of my family, they married, like, Ashkenazi Jews. So it's like, it's basically, it's not really Persian.
Oh, okay.
It's very, not, yeah, not at all.
Okay. So you're not that cool.
I'm not, yeah. But I mean, I think he's very cool.
Okay, well, so. As long as you think so.
But yeah, excited to go to the...
I'm actually happy I wasn't invited to any weddings this summer. Like... Sometimes, like, it's just, like, a wedding falls on a night where I'd rather be doing something else, and it's just, like, now I have to go to this wedding and show face, and if I don't go, my mom's, like, gonna yell at me. It's just the whole thing.
I love a good wedding. I feel like, the vows these days have been, like, more particularly phony.
Do you generally go to weddings that have vows? Elias saying no. Come here. You have to talk into the mic.
More wedding.
Come talk into the mic. Like, come here.
I just have to say this. I mean, I've been going to, like, a lot more weddings because my fiance's, like, family, they have, like, a million family members, and they're all, like, in their late 20s, so they're all getting married, and I've gone to, like, so many. Like, I used to not go to, like, any at all before, and I've noticed, like, in these, well, they're mostly Israeli, like, in the Israeli culture, like, everything is said in Hebrew. Like, I mean, is this, like, a normal thing that, like, everything is said in Hebrew? The girl, like, barely even says a word. And then they say Mazel Tov, and he...
Yeah, they generally don't do vows.
And then they kiss, and I was like, wait, when did they say, like, I do? Or, like, when does the girl say anything?
No, there's no I do. It's when he puts the ring, he's like, Im tishkachech, yishkach yamini. And it's like, and in Hebrew they say, like, whatever, they do everything in Hebrew, so I'll understand it. I'll understand the I do part.
Okay, good for you. Well, anyway, yeah, let's talk about Persian weddings. They do
okay
vows.
Well, Elias, talk about Israeli weddings. Okay, who does vows?
No, oh, they do vows at things.
Who does vows? I've never been to a Persian wedding. I'm sorry, I've never been to a Persian wedding that did vows.
I guess, like, I've never been to a Persian wedding.
Maybe I don't go to modern weddings, I don't know, but the Persian weddings I go to, like, they don't do vows.
Yeah, it's everything is, like, done in heat, like, only, like, the rabbi talks. They do this, like, seven prayers thing. I even actually went to, like, my cousin who got married here last year. She's American, and she married, like, an Ashkenazi, and they're like, white. They're, like, not even that religious. And, like, the whole thing was done in, like, Hebrew, and, like, they said nothing themselves. And, like,
yeah.
Well, I guess, like, the rabbi actually said the prayers in English, but, like, the couple themselves didn't really say anything personal to one another or say I do. It was really weird. And I was like, is that just, like, what happens now? Like, I always thought it was, like, the movies. I guess.
I don't know. I've been to weddings where they do vows, but
I feel like I don't think I want to do vows.
I definitely want it. Like, I want to say I do.
Like, no, I must but say but I do you want to write specific vows and be like,
ever since you came into my life, you've been my light, and
it doesn't have to be, like, annoying and corny like
so what's that. It? So I'm going to be sarcastic under my chuppah and be like...
No, I don't know. You don't have to say fine. Genuine, you can just sweet. Say so. It could be, like, really simple and short. I don't know.
Like, I'm so happy to, like... make this official. I don't know.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. No, please don't worst. Write your own vows.
Okay, I'm going to get off your guys' podcast and go away.
No, I think
I like having a lie in the background. I want you to hear for more episodes.
I don't know. It's like when Mr. Big in Sex and the City is just like, oh, like Carrie.
Any
like, oh,
sentence that starts like, it's like one with Mr. Big
makes no, me want to kill no, myself. It has nothing to do with his okay. character. It's just like a style thing where like everyone says, oh, it's something he does is cheesy. Like Carrie's like, oh, this song is so cheesy. He's like, no, it's classic. Like that's like my view on a lot of things. Like it's not cheesy. Like it's just, you know, something you do.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, I also have seen a lot of like Suzumuni vows, and I'm also going to take a moment to talk about the word Suzumuni, which is apparently this is a word I've been using for quite some time. My mom's again going to kill me for putting her on blast for like these weird Tehruni terms that like most Persians don't use. But apparently, like in the Iranian dictionary, it's defined as like Suzumuni. Something whorish or someone who does bad things. Like it doesn't really make sense, but just for me, how I've heard it being used is kind of something kind of comical or trivial, or the description I've been giving to Khariji people is like, remember when people at high school would come on their birthday with like balloons and like walk around all day? So I was like, that's Suzumuni. I like cheesy vows. Like
it's just
that's
like show offy.
Not show offy. It's just like not, and it's not extra either. It's just kind of like laughable and like something you would just go to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
or like roll your eyes up.
Yeah. So
okay,
but it's like it encompasses a lot of things. Anyways, so I think vows could be done well. But one more thing that I have to criticize about Persian weddings is like, I mean, and probably we talked about this in an early episode, but why does everyone have to dance down the aisle these days? Eli just jumped out of bed. Yeah, like, I'm sorry, this is not the place to dance down the aisle. I want to walk gracefully down the aisle to...
Okay, my problem isn't the dancing. My problem is... anyone who's single,
yeah,
you're expected to invite them to walk down the aisle, even if the whole ceremony ends up being an hour and a half because of this, because it's like this is their time for everyone at the party to have their eyes on them. Yeah, so it's like this is their time for everyone at the party to have their eyes on them, so they can be like, oh, I want that girl. So it's like you're putting them on display to be bought. Yeah, it's basically an auction. And if you don't invite them to the auction, it's like fucked up. It's like, how dare you not invite me to walk down the aisle? I'm a poor single girl who needs a man. Like, so rude of you. Like, blah blah blah. I hated being asked to walk down the aisle. I was like, oh, fuck. Like, why?
I've only walked, like, I think just one of my cousins.
Also, sometimes...
I walked down the aisle to an orchestral cover of Hotline Bling.
Oh, my God. I wish I was there to see that.
Iconic.
Oh, my, that's amazing. But sometimes they'll have you walk down the aisle with a male cousin from their other side of the family to set you up.
I don't think they were trying to set me up.
They were trying to set me up, and then, like, years later, there was, like, an earthquake in New York, and he tried to, like, message me on Facebook and ask me if I'm okay, and I was like, this isn't a thing.
That's such a good way to slide in a DM, like, oh, I heard.
Like, before DMs were a thing, people would creepily just message you on Facebook. Hey, they would, like, wave at you first. Are you okay? Are you still alive? Oh, you're still alive? Can I go on a date with you?
I wanted to be in like a poke war.
Oh my god, yeah. I had a poke war with someone once, with a crush I had. We just like randomly poke each other.
Yeah, me too. Even when Facebook was over, I think we just sort of like kept poking each other as a joke.
It was such a sexual thing. It was like, oh my god, he poked me.
Like, I don't know. I think it's just like cutesy. I don't know. But did you see that tweet recently? It was like, can you imagine being a seventh grader and seeing the inside
of your crush's room on Zoom? Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah. Honestly, like, that's a huge point.
That's so hot.
But I remember, like, when I was walking, like, about to walk down the aisle with my cousin. I mean, my cousin's cousin. He was like, oh, okay, so, like, I'm gonna, like, dance. Are you down? Like, I think he already knew from my whole vibe that, like, I'm not doing that.
From the look that's constantly painted on your face.
And, like, my outfit was, like... And I was, he's like, yeah, so I'm dancing. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm not. And he's like, oh, you don't feel awkward? I'm like, no.
So you walked while he danced?
Well, like, we were hand in hand.
Oh, God.
Not hand, like, arm in arm, whatever. Like, and then he was doing some, like, Persian motion with his hand, like, arm, like, putting it up. And I was just, like, Princess Di walking down.
Wow. So just compared yourself to Princess Di.
No, I'm kidding. So yeah, that's my, yeah, there's too many, the things are too long.
Yeah.
And it's not a, like, why,
it's just nobody cares.
I don't, like, do, like, the dance party after.
Yeah.
It's like, this is, you know what I mean? Like, what do you, whatever, I guess for some people. It's...
But, like, also it's just like, at a certain point, it's just like, this is too many people. Like, like, first cousins, like, oh no, some people have, like, a lot of first cousins.
Yeah, Elia's fiance has 93 first cousins.
On one side.
On one side of the family.
It's over 100 in total, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's really insane.
No, how that's many, ridiculous.
How, like, just too many, like, people walking down the aisle?
I think if it's more than, like, 30, it's too many.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's a lot of people.
No, because that's, if you think about it this way, it's 30 divided by 2, so it's, like, because it's usually 2 people at a time, so it's, like, 15. I feel like that's an average of how many people walk down the aisle, no?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's more than that, it's just, like...
people gonna, like, turn around with their necks.
Yeah.
And then it becomes comical. It's, like, wait, it's still going on?
It's just, like, you want the bride to come out already. It's just, like, okay, like, this is what we're here for.
Recently, I keep referencing this, like, old SNL skit that was, like, from 10 years ago or something. Not Super Bowl, like, 10 years ago. And I think it was, like, the Taco King or, like, the burrito, where they just, like, kept adding, or it was, like, a pizza where they basically just put every kind of food in the world on it. And I just,
wait, it sounds really funny.
I keep referring that, like, referencing that, too. It's, like, it just feels really reverent.
Wow. Feels reverent. Okay.
Taco Town, I think. Yeah, it was Taco Town with Bill Hader. And, like, it was, I think it was just making fun of those tacos that, like, have a lot of ingredients. But it's kind of like that. It's like, wait, like, hang on.
There's more?
What happened? Like, are you kidding me? Anyway.
Wait, what about weddings where they announce who's coming down the aisle? And now, grandma!
Wow, there are people do that?
Yeah. Okay. Everyone clap your hands for Grandma Hamid. Oh, wait, no, Hamid's a man's name.
So, maybe it's a different kind of family.
Everyone clap your hands for the transgender grandma.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Shout out to Hamid.
Living
her best life.
Yeah, but there's definitely a lot of weddings going on.
Yeah.
COVID. Well, yeah. But again, it's like, there's like convenient times to believe and to not believe in COVID.
Right.
I think that's such a telling thing of our society.
Yeah, these Persian weddings, it's like, I believe in COVID enough to not invite you, but I don't believe in COVID enough to have everyone wear a mask at the wedding.
To not have everyone wear a mask.
What? Yeah, like, they believe in COVID enough to the point where they don't want to invite certain people. Like, they just use COVID as an excuse to not invite people. Yeah. But then at the wedding, nothing is actually COVID-friendly.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, really? Like, you didn't invite me because of COVID? Like,
yeah.
Nothing at your wedding, like, is COVID-friendly at all. Yeah, everyone's just fake. They believe in COVID when, like, it's convenient for them. And then when it's not, it's like, oh, COVID who?
Corona who? Miss Rona.
Yeah, Miss Rona.
Well, should we stop yapping? Have we?
It's been an hour. I think they've had enough of us. It's nice to know they've missed us. We've had some people tell us they miss us.
Yeah, but I think it was good also. Like, we hadn't taken a break since March.
Yeah. Yeah, we needed the break. So,
yeah, like, energy and stuff.
Yeah, so much has happened since our last episode.
For you, apparently. I don't know. We've
established. Well, things still happen in your life. No, that's boyfriends true. Aren't everything.
No, I know. I'm just trying to be dramatic. Well,
as usual.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Or not see. We're so pretty. See you next week. Like, there's no visuals on the podcast. Like, it's so hard to explain that there's no visuals
in
what we do.
So what do you want us to say? Hear you next week. Like, that sounds weird.
Yeah.
I'll hear you later.
Meet you sonically next week. Bye.
Sonically.